Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Gutter, and welcome to the Gutter and Cheyenne On Demand channel. If you have yet to get yourself entered for the Country Thunder Hollerback, make sure you do that. Go to our website, camel1079.com, submit some information, then listen for your name weekdays at 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., if you hear your name, holler back at us at 602-894-KMLE. You'll have 10 minutes to call us back. And if you do so, you're going to win a pair of four-day passes to Country Thunder, which is coming up April 11th to the 14th out in Florence. All the details are at camel1079.com.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Well, here we go. Welcome to Hump Day. Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. It's Gunner, Cheyenne, and Abe. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Gutter and Cheyenne. You can text us through all throughout the morning here in the studio at 22108. There's baseball on bright and early this morning.
I know, because they're playing, where are they playing? The Dodgers are playing in
They're playing San Diego and Tokyo, I believe. First pitch was 3 o'clock this morning.
Super early.
It's not even like the regular season, right? I mean, the season starts next week, but it's a game that you were able to bet on the betting apps.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool, you know, that baseball's back, and, you know, I love betting on baseball, and I don't know how I'm doing thus far this morning, but last check, it was the fifth inning, and had been no home runs, and the big stars hadn't done what they had hoped that they would be doing.
Well, so, I feel bad for your betting.
Well, I only bet like $5, so don't feel too bad.
Okay, well, then I don't feel bad.
Don't feel too bad. Speaking of sports, March Madness has begun. Another round of play-in games going on today, and March Madness officially starts tomorrow. So the level of productivity around the office will probably be slim to none.
Yeah, maybe not tomorrow. Happening. Every time you see somebody move very quickly when you start to walk, if you're a boss, it's because they're hiding their phone.
Well, the game started like every 15 minutes. Right?
It's so much basketball. I mean,
starting at about 9 a.m. our time, it'll be every 15 minutes.
Which is so much fun for like the first couple of days, you know, and watching how your bracket does. And the odds of having the perfect bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Oh, wow.
Which is a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a big number.
It's a really big number.
But has anybody ever come close to having a perfect bracket?
It depends on what you consider close,
like
especially relative to other people. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, I just know that stat of nobody having the perfect bracket. But I mean, somebody's got to be close, like Final Four, maybe.
Oh, or, yeah, picking the Final Four is but you can get
because you got 64 rounds, right? Is that what the 64 is? It more than that?
64 teams.
64 rounds. Teams.
Yeah.
So those guys play. It gets down to 32.
Yep.
16-8-4, which the Final Four is here in Glendale.
Yeah.
But how far do you think somebody's made it to have the perfect bracket? Are they always broken in like the first two couple of rounds?
I don't know that we've ever made it past the second weekend with a perfect bracket.
The second weekend.
Yeah.
I've never really made it past the first anything.
Well, your bracket team picks are based on the mascots, on whether one mascot's going to beat the other.
One time.
I don't blame you. Whatever. You may get lucky, right? I mean, you know, Duke beating some, you know, Catholic college somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, everybody would think it would be Duke. But maybe the Wildcat will beat a Blue Devil. I don't know. You know, I mean, if that's your strategy, sometimes it may just line up. You never know.
That strategy got really complicating, though, because then when you look at the mascots, you have to decide if it's just like, well, this act doesn't actually exist, or is it,
it's,
do you
mythical,
go off their mythical, magical abilities?
Right, because
it got very complicated.
Well, what else can you go off of?
Like the Duke Blue Devils versus like the Red Devils, whatever team that is. Because I know that was a matchup at one point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you go blue or red? Is the Red Devil more evil and stronger than a Blue Devil? I don't know.
They don't exist.
They don't.
So is it just a toss-up at that point? So like, it was complicated.
Then you got to go to fantasy land and decide, is red stronger than blue? Or, you know, like,
and
what?
And you think I would succeed because I live in a fantasy land.
I know. This seems like your deal. It seems like you should win. Get the perfect bracket, Cheyenne. Have you filled one out?
Nah.
Oh, come on.
Give it a try.
Give it a try. You can win $1 million.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne, Camel Country.
107.9.
Lainey Wilson, who is part of Country Thunder this year, kicking off the whole Country Thunder weekend on Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
She is down in Australia right now, doing a tour, and she kept with Australian tradition of doing a shooey on stage.
Disgusting. That is so disgusting.
It's when you drink beer out of a boot.
A worn boot. It's not a random boot. It's a worn boot.
Do you think in her case, it was a worn boot?
It's Australian tradition. Yeah, 100%.
I know, but I mean, it, up on stage, it, you know, you're still kind of keeping tradition, but backstage, your manager got you a fresh boot from Boot Barn that hasn't been worn yet.
Still, that is still disgusting. I'm not doing that.
Here's audio of Lainey taking her shoey. Here we go.
I'm ready for this. I cannot believe I'm drinking beer out of a boot. But I'm dang excited about it. You ready, brother? Let's go. Come on. Holler and swallow.
She was excited about it.
I mean, I think that when you are in Australia and somebody hands you their boot to do a shoey, it's really such an honor thing. Like, it's such a cool thing. And how do you not?
It?
Yeah. How do you not?
Is that your mentality anywhere? Somebody hands you a shot, somebody hands you a drink, you got to take it? Because, I mean, if we're at Country Thunder and we're up on stage and I hand you a boot full of beer and everybody's like, do it.
You got
it. You would do it?
You would have to. How do you say no and walk away in front of that many people?
I would probably be like, where'd this boot come from?
I'll pretend. I'll tip it up as far as I can to make it look like I'm drinking it.
Oh, there's no faking it, Cheyenne. There's no faking it, Shuey.
You would have to. You're going to have to drink it.
I would have questions on whether the boot wearer was a sock wearer. Because, I mean, that makes it even worse if they're not wearing socks in their boot.
All the fuzzies.
Sweaty feet.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
I'd do it. It'd have to be a fresh boot. I just can't.
You're
get
gonna
past
walk
the
away at Country Thunder and not do it if somebody hands it to you. There's no way. There'd be too much pressure.
I would hand
amped.
It to you, and then all the pressure would be on you. I'd be like, Cheyenne, ladies first, Cheyenne. Ladies first.
I'd give.
Country 107.9.
Unqualified advice for life-changing situations.
Hey, you get what you pay for.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne's Big Decision.
Well, Cheyenne's got a big decision she's facing, not just today, but in life.
Yeah, I have baby fever. We're just going to get that out of the way real fast. I got baby fever, but that's not my big decision. My big decision is whether or not I tie my tubes.
So it kind of is. Do you have a baby or no baby?
I guess the option would be more so, do I tie my tubes or do I leave myself open for the option of being able to have kids again? For the last, I would say, 5 years, I have been really adamant that I want another kid. And both of my boys, so I have a 13-year-old and a 7-year-old, they would both really like to have another kid in the house.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's something that I want to do anymore.
I think then you don't want to do it then if you're on the fence. I mean, you only want to do this if you are for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's such a permanent, for the most part, a permanent solution. I know
it
people
is.
Have reversed it, but going into this, you got to have the mindset that this is a permanent solution. Yeah. You're not going to have any kids.
Exactly. And so the reason why I'm like going back and forth with it like so heavy is because as the boys get older and as I don't have another year of not having a boyfriend or a fiance or a husband, that's another year away from having a kid.
Yeah.
Which means it's another year from starting over again. And the longer that time frame gets, the less I want to start over.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad, and it almost makes me feel selfish because I know that both my kids would love to have another one.
But there's only a window of opportunity where it kind of, for the most part, for most people, makes sense, right?
I'm turning 33 this year, and yes, I realize that 33 is not old. But when you look at it, I don't currently have a boyfriend. If I were to get a boyfriend this year, that's still another 7-8 months of dating this year into next year, then getting married. That's probably another year and a half, 2 years down the road. Mm-hmm. Then I'm 35. And then however long it takes to get married, I could be 36, pushing 37.
See, I mean, that's the plan. That's your plan in your head.
Yes.
A lot of times it didn't work out that way. Sometimes cart goes before the horse, right?
Which I've done twice. And I would really rather not do that again, guys. I don't want to do that again.
So you're looking at minimum age of 35 then before having a kid.
I would say at least.
If things get to kicking right now.
Yeah.
Right, as far as the relationship goes. It's kind of a tough decision in a predicament to be in. Because, I mean, if you do marry a guy that wants to have kids of his own mm-hmm. with the love of his life, but you're not going to be able to provide that for him, will that affect his commitment to the relationship and be like, I'm out?
100%. I have a friend who is a guy who has said that about girls. If they don't want to have kids, if they're adamant about not having kids or can't, then he's out because he wants to have kids of his own, which I totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for understanding.
So why tie him now then? Like, why are you thinking like right now?
Because I just like, I'm at a, again, I don't have a boyfriend right now. I am like, I just don't have a reason to think that it's going to happen sooner rather than later. I don't have any reason.
But I mean, there's no health reasons why you're doing it. So I'm just wondering, like, why right now? I can understand doing it at some point, but like, why right now? Why the urgency or like right now?
It's not really an urgent thing. It's just one of those things that I keep, it's in the back of my mind. And with every passing day and every passing month and every year that goes by, it's just like, if, I mean,
you tired or buying the pill? Is that what's going on?
No. I'm not tired of it. It's free. Because of insurance.
But. So what about like tying to the tubes? Do they cover that?
They'll cover tying tubes. I do have a girlfriend who works within our company who has had her tubes dyed, and that it was covered. So
okay, this is a big decision. It's a major life decision, even though it can be reversed. You need to go into it thinking it's a major life decision.
Oh, absolutely.
So maybe you were Cheyenne's age when you had your tubes tied. Do you regret it, or was it the best thing that ever happened to you? 602-894-5653. You can also text us at 22108. You listen to Cheyenne on the radio every single morning. She is in need of your help, Camel Nation.
Help me, please.
She needs help making this big decision, which is a pretty big one.
Yeah,
so,
it is
big. We'll get to your calls, your texts coming up next here on Camel.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Cheyenne's got a big decision she is facing, not just today. It's like, you know, in this era of her life. At 30, almost 33 years old.
Yeah.
Deciding whether she should be tying her tubes or not.
It's a hard decision. Like, I have baby fever pretty much all of the time, and I embrace that. I understand that. I acknowledge that. But I'm also very aware of the fact that I am very single and don't currently have a prospect that wants kids of their own. Yeah. So I've gone back and forth on this for a long time. I know.
Back and forth with who? Yourself in the mirror?
Myself in the mirror. Yep. I sit there and I talk to myself and then I answer back. It's a full thing.
Yeah.
So I definitely have looked at the pros and cons of it. So I know the circumstances. Like, I get it.
But you're also making a decision, and a big life decision, without consulting a partner.
But I don't have a partner to consult.
I know.
So it's just on me.
But do you wait? Because that's pretty big.
I mean, it is.
You had mentioned it. Some men don't want to date a woman that just can't have a baby. And
but also at this moment in my life, I've already lived that season.
So you got to find a guy that's kind of okay with it.
Either has kids of his own already or doesn't want to have kids of his own, doesn't have that as a goal.
Well, Bianca has some input here, Cheyenne.
Okay.
Maybe she can help you out a little bit. Bianca, you've had your tubes tied?
Yes, probably about like 4 years ago.
4 years ago. And what are your thoughts here?
I'm going to say, like, I love you, girl, and I listen to you guys all the time, but I just want you to say like maybe think about it. I regret it.
You had it done 4 years ago and you regret it already.
Why do you regret it?
Because I want another child.
Oh.
You know, I have two already. I would like another one.
So why don't you just get them reversed?
Insurance doesn't cover the reversal.
Oh.
And it's expensive.
And I can't afford that. It's insanely expensive. So
when I went and got snipped, I mean, I had to go like through three different, yes, I understand that this is a permanent, or, you know, it should be a mindset that it's a permanent solution. You know, and I mean, they should have probably had the same talk with you prior to tying your tubes, right?
They did, but it was always an option. They were very like optimistic. Hey, it's always reversible. And you're like, yeah, okay, great. But then you don't realize that they don't cover it. Insurance doesn't cover it.
So you feel like you were duped into tying it?
A little bit.
Yeah, I could
like
see
if
that.
If I had known, then I would have maybe not have done it so soon.
So you did go into it thinking that you could get it reversed?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, I could see how that would give you like uneasy feelings for sure.
So you being having hardcore baby fever like you do, Cheyenne, uh-huh. I mean, you're considering tying your tubes. I mean, is it in your mind that you could get it reversed? I mean, is that you're just going to marry Rich and then if he decides that he wants to have a baby, you just go and get it reversed?
I mean, marrying Rich is always the plan, period. but no, I think that at this point, if I do decide to go through with tying my tubes, it's going to be the forever solution.
Yeah, you can't.
There's
go
not
going to
be any going back for that. Because like I've said, like my kids are getting older. And with every passing year, they're that much older. I'm that much farther away and having to start over again.
I thought I was done.
So what made you change your mind?
When I see my friends with their newborn babies.
Aww,
and their babies.
Like I get it. Saying, I get it.
Are you sure you want to tie your tubes?
I get it.
I feel like God sent this woman, Bianca, to kind of preach to you this morning, Cheyenne.
Well,
I don't know.
When
it sounds
just
like
you. Like, it's fine. Like, I don't need any more kids.
It's just a consideration, because in case you ever do think of it, it is not covered by insurance.
Yeah.
And it costs a pretty penny. So just something to think about because I care about you, you know.
Oh, well, that's so nice. And I appreciate that.
The old Google machine says it can cost anywhere between $5,000 and $21,000 to get it reversed.
Wow, that's a very big gap.
Drop in the bucket for a rich man.
Just need me my sugar daddy. I'll be fine.
Right. Well, so what's the verdict here? You're just going to no more babies, huh?
I guess no more babies. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Bianca needs a sugar daddy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
So Bianca and Cheyenne are out here looking for sugar daddies.
Sounds like she's already got herself a man. So unless they're doing little sister wife action here or sister husband or however you do that. Yeah. I don't know. All right. Well, Bianca, thank you for listening. Have an amazing day.
Thank you. You too.
Gunner and Cheyenne. This is Camel Country 107.9.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, there was a cow that crashed a wedding recently. This happened in the UK. They had an outdoor wedding. It happened to be on a farm.
Okay.
And the cow's appearance came at the most perfect time. With his comedic timing, Cheyenne.
Okay.
Because it was just as the officiant was asking if anybody objected to these two becoming one and these two getting married.
Uh-huh.
The cow's like... Take a listen.
Okay.
Here's the audio. Here we go.
In order to proceed, I must now ask if any person here present... Duly noted.
He pipes up here again.
If any person here present knows of any lawful impediment.
She even went back to rephrase it, and the cow still objected.
The cow wasn't having it. He was not supporting the marriage.
And it was interesting, like when you watch the video, it's making the rounds online. Maybe you've already seen it, but the cow kind of just comes strutting up by himself at like the perfect time.
You think it was planned by like a family member? No. Like they just like shoot it that way?
It is just way too natural for it to be set up. It is not like when you watch the video. But I mean, this cow objected to this wedding. Have you ever been to a wedding where somebody's objected? Like,
no.
Like when the officiant says, speak now or forever, hold your peace. And I've done this before. You know, I'm a registered minister in the state of Washington, which I may be able to transfer down here. I don't know.
You are ordained.
Yeah, I am ordained. Thank you to the online website that I paid to ordain me. But no, that's a thing. You know, speak now or forever, hold your peace.
Yeah.
But I've never been to a wedding where somebody's been like, right here, I object.
I've never been to a wedding where that's happened. I have been to plenty of weddings where I held my peace because not agree. Yeah, absolutely.
And are you forever holding that peace, Cheyenne?
Yep, until the end where I can say, told you so. Told you. I told you this
But wouldn't you
happen.
Be doing a favor, though, by speaking up in that moment instead of holding your peace?
I feel if my friends have already gotten to the point where they're getting married, I've probably already have said my part.
Okay.
And I've already, like, had the conversation, and they've chosen to continue through. So if we get to that point, the only option I have is to hold my peace.
I feel like it's such an outdated, what's the word for it? Like, it's just
tradition.
Tradition. It's such an outdated tradition, you know, because I feel like if people object, they're going to say something ahead of time, like you said. Mm-hmm. Or if they decide to keep it in the ceremony, make it a debate. You know, if somebody's going to stand up and object, you come up with your argument. She'll or he'll come up with their argument.
Yeah, nothing like starting off a wedding with a heated debate.
Why even open the door for somebody to stand up? That makes zero sense to me.
Let it be known, I'm not asking that. I'm not asking that at my wedding at all.
No, you're going to make sure the officiant leaves that out of the thing?
Because I don't care. If you don't like it, don't come.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Well, if you are one that does not lock your car door or even your house door at night, you may want to start locking your doors.
How do you not lock your house door at night?
People don't.
Here?
I don't know. I'm assuming they don't sometimes. Some people. I don't know. Depending on your neighborhood.
You must live in a really nice neighborhood. Like, do your neighbors not lock the doors?
Well, I know, like, my wife's grandparents out in Idaho, they don't lock their door.
They don't count. They live on like 20 acres.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said here.
If you are a thief and you really want to get into a house with an unlocked door, just head out to the country. You know, they don't lock their doors. I'm sure there's some people around here that don't lock their doors, depending on your neighborhood. But there's a couple in Tempe. They left their car door open overnight, and a thief pulled up at a U-Haul, opened their car door, hit the garage door button that was on the visor, opened their garage door. This all happened out there in Tempe at 1:20 in the morning the other day. They emptied a lot of the garage into the U-Haul and took off.
Oh, no.
And it was all because they left their car door open. And, you know, I mean, all those garage door openers.
Yeah.
They're either on the visor or your garage door opener's built into the visor, which a lot of those new cars have the built-in buttons now.
Yeah. Wow. That is like, first of all, I'm kind of impressed by the thieves because I feel like that was really well thought out. Like they...
Was it?
Well, they just so happened to have a U-Haul?
Well, that's a good point too.
It was very well thought out.
That this person always left their car door open. But here's the thing. Like the garage door opener makes a sound. Unless like it's like one of those whisper garage door openers, those really modern ones.
Yeah.
But my experience with garage door openers has always been... It kind of like vibrates the floor a little bit.
My garage door is loud.
Yeah, it's, and you have a newer house too. Loud.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, my garage door sucks.
I can sleep through some stuff though.
Yeah, but I mean, just think about that sick feeling though when you walk outside or come back to your house and your garage is open.
I mean, that has happened to me. My garage door, like, the motherboard had an issue and it would trip. So it would go like 3/4 of the way down. So I would go inside thinking it was closing. And then it would trip at the very end and pop back up. So there was days where I'd wake up to come to work and my garage door is wide open.
For the longest time, I've had I had nightmares about garage door openers. When I was living in Tri-Cities, Washington, doing radio there. We lived in this apartment. And the layout of this apartment, and just like the structural design, was the weirdest design, because the neighbor's garage door was mounted right underneath our master bed. Okay.
Oh,
and the neighbor worked weird hours. Like, yeah. I work weird hours. Uh-huh. You know, I get up at 3:00 in the morning. So when the neighbor got home from bartending or whatever they were doing late at night at 1:00 in the morning, right underneath my master bed.
That sucks.
And it woken up every single time. And we were miserable in that apartment. Nightmares. Just, it was brutal. We eventually moved out of that apartment to some other house, you know, down the road.
Uh-huh.
But nightmares.
Why wouldn't
nightmares.
You just move your bedroom just for, like, the sake of it?
Well, no, it was a 2-bedroom apartment. It was just my wife and I and Kaylin at the time.
So why did you just put Kaylin in the master bed?
Because it's got a master bath and a big old closet. I'm not going to some downgraded
purposes.
I'm not going to some downgraded bedroom just because of that. No, it's a big master.
You don't have anything to whine about. You had options.
There's no way you would do that.
If it was disrupting my sleep for sleeping purposes, I would 100% do that.
I had considered hanging my bed from the ceiling, from the stretch, just to get it off the floor of the bedroom.
You're willing to do that, but not just go sleep in a different bedroom?
No, I'm not
going to
sleep in a smaller bedroom.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to get my daughter the master. Are you kidding me?
It's just for sleeping.
I don't know. Side story there, but just lock your doors, okay? Just lock your doors. You don't want anybody getting into your garage in the middle of the night.
Yeah, definitely.
By hitting
not.
Your garage door opener.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
So today is National Pasta Day.
Oh.
So we got a pasta joke. Hey, Gunner.
Yes.
Why couldn't the pasta get into his house?
Why couldn't the pasta get into his house?
Because he had no key.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke.
No key. It's a pasta.
Type of pasta.
No, he had no key.
Got it. Got it. Cheyenne's dad jokes every weekday morning at about 7:50 here on Campbell Country. It's National Pasta Day. Is that the category today, Abe?
Possibly.
Possibly. Look at that. Piggyback of the dad joke today. I love it. I love it.
Gunner and Cheyenne. This is Camel Country 107.9.
Well, it is time to play Pick Your Battle. It is a trivia game that we play every weekday at about this time. We got Blake Shelton tickets for the person that plays this morning. Cheyenne, you ready to go?
Wee. Means yes.
I didn't mean go to the bathroom. Oh. I meant you're ready to play.
Wee.
Okay.
Meet yes.
Abe, you ready to go?
Indeed.
All right.
Gunnar, are you ready to go?
I am. Or wee-wee. I got to go wee-wee too. So, I mean, but as far as playing the game, yes, I am. Chrissy okay. And Mesa, you ready to play Pick Your Battle?
Yes.
All right. 5 questions or 60 seconds. Whichever comes first, you're going to have 3 chances at each question. The more questions you get to, the better your odds of winning. Abe, what is the category?
Your category today is famous aliens.
No, that's not about pasta.
What?
It's Alien Abduction Day.
It's Alien Abduction Day? Oh, my
God. You said that like you're disappointed. Like, oh, I would have celebrated.
Well, maybe that was an alien that flew across the sky here in Phoenix a couple of days ago.
You know, maybe I was onto something.
Yeah, maybe you were, Cheyenne.
Chrissy, who do you want to play against this morning?
I'll play against Cheyenne.
Okay. All right. Cheyenne was all comfy in her seat and everything. Look at that. She's got a blanket over her legs. I mean, she was all comfy. All right, she's heading out of the studio. Over to you, Abe.
All right, Chrissy. Here we go. All this title character wanted to do was phone home.
DP.
Correct. In the Men in Black franchise, Frank is an alien that takes on the appearance of what domesticated animal?
The pug dog.
Correct. Which Guardians of the Galaxy member only says 3 words, one of which is his name?
Groot.
Correct. Cats were the favorite food of this 1980s TV alien.
Elf.
Correct. The Star Wars spinoff The Mandalorian introduced us to Grogu, though fans immediately nicknamed him what?
Oh gosh, I don't watch Star Wars.
You got some time. You did blow past the first four.
I don't have any idea.
Maybe ask your kiddo in the background. Maybe he or she knows.
Yeah, he won't be helpful.
And time is up. All right, we did pretty good. 4 out of 5.
That was really good.
Yeah. We'll see how Cheyenne does on her alien knowledge. Chrissy got 4 out of 5, Cheyenne.
Good Lord.
We'll see how you do
here.
I
have zero confidence in myself.
Really?
Right now. No, come on.
I don't feel like I know a lot about aliens, and I've never seen E.T., so.
How do you know what it had to do with E.T.? Did you say something?
No, I'm just saying that's the only alien I know.
Oh.
Well, then you're 20% of the way there.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right, Cheyenne, here we go. All this title character wanted to do was phone home.
E.T.
Correct. In the Men in Black franchise, Frank is an alien that takes on the appearance of what domesticated animal?
A dog.
Correct. Which Guardians of the Galaxy member only says 3 words, one of which is his name?
Groot.
Correct. Cats were the favorite food of this 1980s TV alien.
Pass.
Really?
Star Wars spinoff The Mandalorian introduced us to Grogu, though fans immediately nicknamed him what?
Baby Yoda.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Okay, back to number 4. You guys are tied right now. You got to get this to beat her.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Kat's favorite food of us, it was a TV show in the 80s that starred an alien. No?
You're staring at him like you're waiting for him to give the answer.
I'm just looking at him. I don't, because I either stare at him or I stare at you.
Maybe stare
at
the wall.
My options are slim. I don't have any idea.
No.
You got time.
No, that's time.
It. All right. Well, not much time. Now the time is up. So now you guys are tied at 4 apiece.
Okay.
What was, so both answers came out. It was Alf for question number 4. You never seen Alf?
No.
I used to watch that growing up.
I have no idea what that is.
I
totally
could have gotten that one. Okay. And then Baby Yoda, obviously, on number 5 for Chrissy.
Okay.
All right. Lightning round.
All right.
Bonus round.
The tiebreaker is numeric. Closest to the answer wins. Chrissy, you'll go first. How old was Yoda when he passed away in Return of the Jedi?
I 300. I have no idea.
That's okay. I don't expect him to get it right on. Just the closest wins.
Yeah. 100.
The answer is 900.
Wow. Oh, Chrissy wins. Chrissy got it. Well, Chrissy, congratulations. Not only did you beat Cheyenne, you also won some tickets to Blake Shelton. He's going to be in town on Saturday out there in Glendale at Desert Diamond Arena. Dustin Lynch is on that tour, and you will be in attendance. How about that?
Yay, that's exciting.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
It is almost baseball season. Opening day is next Thursday.
I'm so excited.
The D-backs are going to be opening the season there at Chase Field,
they
which is pretty cool. Will it be their final year at Chase Field?
Probably not. I don't see that happening.
One could hope, and that one would be me. I hate that ballpark. I do. It's just too warehousey.
I understand that. I have been to a decent number of, I mean, for me, I feel like it's a good number of ballparks. The outside ones do have that classic baseball field.
Yeah, which ones have you been to?
I've been to ours, obviously. I've been to the Anaheim Angels Stadium, and I've been to the now T-Mobile Park in Seattle.
Up in Seattle, they have that retractable roof
that
you need up there.
I've only ever been to games where the roof is open. I've never been to an indoor game.
That's a gorgeous ballpark.
Yeah.
Funny you mentioned T-Mobile Park, because there's a ranking of the MLB's stadiums from USA Today from 1 all the way to 30. T-Mobile Park does land in there in the top 10.
Ooh.
Number 1 is PNC Park in Pittsburgh, which I've never been there, but looking at the photos with the bridge in the background, like it's an open-air stadium, like Dodgers and Wrigley Field and Yankees. It's an open-air stadium, but you got the city of Pittsburgh in the background there.
Yeah, I would understand how that would be stunning.
So that is number 1. Number 2 is Wrigley Field in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Number 3 is Camden Yards in Baltimore. Number 4, Fenway Park in Boston. Number 5, Petco Park in San Diego.
That is a goal of mine this year, is to go watch a game there.
Dodger Stadium in L.A. on the list. Coors Field in Denver. T-Mobile Park in Seattle. There you go. And Target Field in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Round out the top 10 of the best ballparks. Not at the top 10, Chase Field.
Where does it land on the list?
27th out of 30 for ballparks. But, I mean, you can't be that shocked.
You can't be shedding.
That doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt our feelings.
He's got a pool.
He got a pool.
Maybe that's what kept it out of 30 and put it down to 27 because it's got a pool and that's the photo
they
show.
It's got a gym.
No, I know. It's got a hot tub and a pool and that's the picture that they feature and note that the roof is open in this particular picture too.
Yes,
which
it
I
is.
Mean, when you
it's
look at
quite
it.
Quite a bit.
Okay.
But in the beginning of the season, it's open almost all the time.
Right, but it gets too hot that you can't have it open. But that roof is so old, they won't even open it with people in the stadium out of fear that the roof's going to fall onto somebody. That's how old it is. And it was broken for a good amount of time last season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Let's just stop acting like it's centuries. It's 1998, okay?
But look how things progress. Look at, like, even on the Vegas Strip. Look how quickly casinos get taken down and rebuilt out there.
I'll take a few upgrades, but it's number one in my heart.
Number 27 on the list, but number one in our hearts.
So what stadiums are worse than Chase Field? The Chicago White Sox, guaranteed right field up there in Chicago. Tropicana Field in Tampa, right? Tampa Bay Rays. And then the Oakland Athletics, who are moving to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Their stadium.
They're about to be number one on the list real fast. If what they put out becomes their stadium,
the
it's
renderings,
gonna be, yeah.
Yeah, out there on the strip, yeah.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Looks so good.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Oakland A's can get a stadium, or the Vegas A's, if that's where they're moving, can get a stadium that looks like that, come on. We can't get anything like
we
that here.
We can do something spectacular.
Because, I mean, there's got to be a way to be able to see outside of a ballpark and still have it, like, fully sheltered. Because you got to do that in the desert. If they could do that in Vegas, they could do that here in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So but you know that glass acts as, like, a magnifying
amplifies
glass.
It. Do you know how many naps I would take watching a game? Because I will naps? Fall asleep.
I'm talking about, like, you know how you could, like, burn it?
No, that's why.
Imagine just sitting in an all-glass stadium in Phoenix, Arizona in the middle of July.
Technology's got to advance, though, to where you're not having to worry about that.
No, I'm sure they could be. Like,
I'm sure they
special
can.
Special space glass.
But also, I love to take a good cat nap with the sun shining through the window right on you. That sounds perfect.
Keep your ass at home if you want to nap. Why don't you buy tickets to to a game to go to sleep?
No, they would just put me to sleep.
Because they give her free tickets. That's why she feels like she can nap.
I didn't say I wanted to. It would make me fall asleep.
But how would you keep your eyes open then?
Exactly.
So how
would you, I was like I would just get so cozy.
They're like, Cheyenne's cut off from her free tickets. She's just napping during games now. She's all entitled and stuff
me
now.
Who's just me on the big screen? Yeah.
Have you been to any other stadiums than Chase? I know you grew up here and, you know, you're a big fan of Chase Field, it sounds like. So
no, it's my home stadium, but I've been to a few. Some of them don't even exist anymore. I think I've been to the Metrodome in Minnesota before the Twins. Before Target Field, the Twins played in the Metrodome. Vikings did too. I've been to Busch Stadium where the Cardinals play in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
They've already moved on from that one.
That's cool.
Wrigley, when I was like 10, so I barely remember it, but it was pretty cool. What's the other one? Oh, Coors in Denver.
Man, you've been to quite a few.
Yeah, my dad lives in the spring, so in the 90s I used to go to
Rockies.
Oh,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, great field though. It was nice, and the weather was always beautiful.
Where have you been, Gunner?
Chase Field and T-Mobile Park in Seattle.
Wow, adventurous.
That's it. I know. I'm
I only have one more than you, so I really can't talk all that much crap, but...
Gunner and Cheyenne.
We've been talking about Major League ballparks. USA Today has their rankings of the best MLB ballparks. There's 30 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is PNC Ballpark in Pittsburgh. Dead last is the Oakland A's Stadium in Oakland.
Kind of makes sense if you've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's still the old football stadium, right? Didn't the Raiders used to play there back in the day, right? It was a dual-purpose stadium.
I believe so.
And they just haven't had a stadium that was built for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the city's not going to pay for it, so that's why the A's are looking to move to Las Vegas. And the renderings of that new stadium.
Stunning.
In Vegas, yeah.
It looks like the Sydney, Australia Opera House. Like, it resembles that very closely.
And tons of glass, and sitting there watching the game. And, yeah, you're in the desert. You got to have it fully enclosed like mm-hmm. Chase Field is. But, like, the glass and seeing the strip off in the outfield, it's just going to be a gorgeous stadium, which I wouldn't be shocked if that got to number one once that stadium's completed.
It would make a lot of sense.
If you're curious, Chase Field, not in the top 10.
not in the top 20, not in the top 25, or nor top 26. It's at number 27.
Did you really have to phrase it like that?
Yeah, geez.
Just say 27.
For the most part, I think the majority of us can agree, except for Abe, because the Chase Fields, the love of his life, that Chase Field needs upgrades. It's not a great baseball experience right now.
I mean, I will give it to you. When the roof is closed, it does give off a very warehousey feel.
And it just echoes in there. And then, like, the sound system. How have they not upgraded the sound system? Like, if you're paying attention to, like, Vanessa or any of the on-field people with the mics, when they say something, it takes 3 seconds to come over the speakers. And, I mean, luckily, they got the video screens and the mics all lined up, so you don't really notice it. Mm-hmm. But if you're sitting next to them, if you're right there with them and paying attention, it's 3 seconds after. I don't even know how they pay attention to what they're saying when what they're saying to the mic is happening in the speaker 3 seconds after they say it.
Yeah, there's no argument there. Yeah. Chase Field needs updates.
I would just like to point out, you said PNC is number one, right?
Yeah.
PNC opened in 2001. And it made number one on the list.
Well, it's just the
That means
experience.
There's hope.
Yeah.
There's hope for us.
You give Chase Field some slack, sir.
We just
You know what? You get no more free tickets because all you do is hate on Chase Field.
We just need a quick little tuck here and there, maybe a BBL. Yeah. Chase Field would be good to go.
Needs a BBL.
Hey, man. If they can,
full mommy makeover.
If they can make it less of a warehouse feel, I love that. Mm-hmm. I just hate the echoes and the warehousey feel. I mean, when the roof's open, great. But right now, not so much.
It's just baseball, man. Just go for the baseball and the baseball pant butts. Butts, pants. Pants, butts.
Player butts.
Player butts.
There you go.
They drive me nuts.
Mary's in Glendale. Mary, you've visited multiple Major League ballparks.
I've been to a few, actually. Yankee Stadium in New York.
Nice.
The energy is amazing. The people in there, insane. The drinks, pretty strong. No.
And expensive, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
I've also been to Wrigley Field.
Oh, home of the Cubs.
Yeah.
I've been around the outside of Wrigley Field. When we were up there doing a morning show convention, Cheyenne, took an Uber out to Wrigley, walked around the field, and then we went back to the hotel and watched Rookie of the Year right away.
You would.
Never been inside Wrigley, been around the outside of it.
What a stadium to be at, though. Don't they have bleachers on top of people's like townhouses?
Well, there's like apartment buildings that have like bleachers up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jake is in Phoenix. Jake's been to actually quite a few Major League ballparks, Cheyenne.
Okay.
Jake, how many you been to?
I've been to 6, actually, I want to say. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah.
Which ones?
So I used to live on the East Coast, so I've been to Fenway Stadium. I've been to Yankee Stadium, both the old one and the new one. And I've been to, with the Mets played, Shea Stadium, which I think it's called Citi Field now. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was out in L.A. for a little bit, I went to Dodger Stadium. I went to Angel Stadium. And then now I'm in Phoenix, and is it Chase Field or Bank One Ballpark? I forget which one.
Yeah, it's Chase Field.
Either way, it's got a hot tub in the outfield, so
yeah, it does.
It's winning that one. So
right, which one was your favorite of all those? Which one was your favorite?
There's only one right answer.
Oh, man. I mean, honestly,
it's not Chase Field.
You shut your
Nobody's
mouth.
Nobody's going to claim that as their favorite ballpark. Knock it off.
Dude, the hot tub.
Well, yeah, I can't afford those seats where you get to have the pool, so I don't know about that. But
I mean, it's got a slight edge, I guess. But
I would say the old Yankee Stadium, just because of all the history. Just because, you know, 100 years, like this is where Babe Ruth played, and this is where you have the house that Ruth built, and Gehrig and DiMaggio, and all the championship banners. And
that would be pretty cool, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
The prestige of it all. Yeah, like you just feel like historic.
So was it kind of a bummer, like when they rebuilt or renovated? Did they rebuild or they tear it down and rebuild on top of it? Or do you know?
Tore the whole thing down and they rebuilt it across the street.
See? So that had to have been a bummer though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's because like supposedly they took home plate from the old stadium and put it in the new stadium. But in fact, that's not the same thing. You're not like sitting where Mickey Mantle was hitting home runs
right.
And Roger Maris and all those things, just like some big corporate suite thing.
That's the argument, you know, with Chase Field, too, is that, I mean, they won their World Series over here, you know, obviously when it was the Bob, Bank One Ballpark. But, you know, a lot of people want to keep that home plate in its same position.
Yeah.
Right? You know, but I mean, even in New York, Babe Ruth stood at a plate and they didn't care. They moved the stadium across the street.
That's
crazy.
Very New York of them.
They cared, but not as much as they care about money, I think.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
I guess, too, like, if you're a player, from their like standpoint, you don't want to be in a clubhouse that was built in the 30s, like before they had running hot water.
But people renovate houses all the time, you know? I mean,
everybody's making great points right now. Like those are, these are all fantastic points.
Jake, appreciate the call, dude.
Yeah, I can't wait until the next one. We'll see.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Mornings till 10.
Camel Country 107.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.